Hey geeks, welcome to episode 81 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. On this episode, Em and I discuss anything and everything about our beloved Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finale, two-hour finale. It was super awesome. We talk a little bit about season two of Agent Carter, a little bit about Captain America 3 and Ant-Man coming this summer. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Rather visceral reaction to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, first of all, I didn't realize it was 2 hours, so I started watching it at home yesterday and then went, oh, I don't have time to finish this. So I decided to watch the rest of it on my lunch break.
Like a good employee.
Right, right. and I was not expecting a lot of stuff.
I know.
There was a lot of cursing.
There came a point, even in the first episode, the first half of it.
Yes.
Where I was sitting on my couch, and I thought, if I was being videotaped right now, someone would be getting a really good show.
Oh, that is exactly what I thought from my desk today.
Because so much went down that had me gasping or putting my hands over my eyes or over my mouth or whatever.
Or screaming a little bit.
Or yelling a little bit, yeah.
As you do.
I'm fairly certain that there was an expletive that came out of my mouth for the tag at the end of the episode, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
We can't talk about that yet?
We can't talk about that yet because it will spiral downward.
Because once we start talking about that...
We're not going to talk about that yet. So, I actually really... Not that I haven't thoroughly enjoyed S.H.I.E.L.D. all season... or anything, but I thoroughly enjoyed this finale. I thought it was really well thought out. I kind of love that they made Skye's mother the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And how great of a villain was she? I thought she was great.
Yes, but I'm still kind of sad that Reyna wasn't the big bad, and now she'll never get that chance.
I'm not sad that Reyna wasn't the big bad. I think that was appropriate, because I think that's what she always wanted. Secretly, she always wanted to be that person, and the writers were like, nope, sorry. Not the actress. I mean, like, the character just in her own mind was always like, I know what, I always thought I was going to be wonderful and whatever. But she was going to lead the Inhumans, and she wound up not being that person. I do like how they went about it with Skye's mom, though, how she subverted S.H.I.E.L.D. and manipulated Skye and manipulated Cal and all of them.
Oh, that was kind of brilliant.
Yeah, the way that she manipulated Cal was brilliant. And if you can take a step back from looking at her as a villain, which she was, pretty strong woman. I was really impressed with the character as a whole. At first, when they first introduced her, I called that she was Skye's mom, I remember, way back a couple episodes ago. Which was a Wednesday. Actually, it was a Tuesday. I kind of called, as soon as she showed up on screen, I was like, is that Skye's mommy? It's Skye's mommy, isn't it? And it is. Just like I called one of the spoilers that dropped about Captain America 3, which we're not going to talk about because it annoyed the crap out of me that I was spoiled for it. Tumblr, by the way. You know what, though? I gotta suck it up. It's Tumblr. It's going
to
happen.
Listen, oh, what tangled webs we weave when first we practice to tumble.
It's true. Tis. True. But anyway, so I really liked that aspect of it. I did not see Skye's mommy killing Reyna coming. I did not see that coming. I did when she said something in that conversation. The way she says something right before she cuts her throat, you're like, oh, she's gonna do it. But I did not see it coming.
I almost did, just for the sheer fact that Reyna said, you will not speak to me again.
You have a point. But see, I didn't
analyze it that quick. And then as soon as Reyna said that, I was like, Reyna gonna die.
I didn't see them killing her off that quickly. I thought she was gonna become become a thorn in their side, pun not intended. I really thought that, I really did think that she was going to become a nuisance to S.H.I.E.L.D. in the future, because she's been a nuisance for S.H.I.E.L.D. for so long. But I didn't see her death coming, and that was brutal. I love that Skye saw it, though, because the minute that they panned and you see Skye standing there, I was like, finally she sees her for who she really is.
I know.
I had several of those moments. I had a hell yeah Bobby Morse moment, which I have never had a problem with Mockingjay. I always thought she was a great character, but I never kind of, there's this whole hype around her character, and I never kind of jumped on that boat.
Oh no, I've loved her from the beginning. That first scene in the hallway of Hydra. Oh.
Yeah, no, that was pretty awesome. But I just was never, I never kind of loved her character the way I like love May or
right.
Simmons and Fitz and Mac. You know, I just never kind of, I think it's, and I thought about this today as I was prepping for the show and, you know, playing with my nephew tonight, as you do. I thought to myself that it's because I didn't trust her. Because her and Mac were aligning with fake S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And I kept thinking, yeah, she might have infiltrated Hydra and she might be anti-Hydra, but now she's with this fake S.H.I.E.L.D. and what is this fake S.H.I.E.L.D.? And the way that they developed that entire storyline was really interesting. Like, this council is still, and these people are all, yeah, they are still S.H.I.E.L.D. They just have a different idea of how they want to do it from what Nick Fury and Phil Coulson think.
Which is wrong. I mean, I recognize that the council has made a decision.
But seeing as it's a stupid decision. Yes, it is wrong. But they're, for lack of a better term, their hearts are in the right place.
Right.
So while Bobby and Mac were aligning with fake S.H.I.E.L.D., they still were not, they're not Hydra. So I think I didn't trust them. And then now I do from watching this finale. Can we just take a minute and talk about Bobby throwing herself in front of the gun behind her head to save Hunter?
Yes, I think we shall. Oh. However, I must say, though, if I was her, which I'm not, and I mean, clearly she was smart enough to, like, get herself out of the restraints the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the second time she was all battered and bruised. But I feel like your goal should have been, like, rocking the chair to knock the gun over.
Wasn't it bolted to the floor?
Yeah, and her hands were bolted to a table. I thought it was bolted to the floor.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said, or at the very least, get your mouth gag off so you can scream.
Or that. I thought that whole scene was really great. I want to hand it to the actress for when Ward has the needle stuck in her fingers and she's starting to feel the pain. That whole scene was so believable. I was incredibly impressed with her with that whole thing.
By the way, I want to point out, I still love Ward, but the writers are making it really, really hard for me to justify it.
I, especially with the way it ended, with the whole Hail Hydra thing. The one guy going, oh, well, usually a head grows back and not this time. And I'm like, nope, it's him. It's going to be him. And then the guy says Hail Hydra and I went, boom, Ward's the new head of Hydra.
No, don't do this to me.
It hurts. It hurts so hard, Brett Dalton. It hurts so hard.
It hurts even harder because I was willing to redeem you, sir.
I don't know why you were trying.
Oh, because I love him.
You've been trying a lot harder than I have.
I've been trying since episode one when people said he was boring.
Well, back then he was. But well,
yes, but still, I've been trying since day one.
I can also, can I just say that I'm really glad we're rid of this Agent 33.
Oh yeah, she had to go.
She had to go. And the way she went was spectacular. I thought it was so incredibly appropriate. Especially since she had taken on May's disguise in order to screw over Bobby.
Yeah.
When they flew off together in the Quinjet. So the fact that her taking on Mae's face is what ultimately kills her, I was like, that's right. That's what you get.
That's what you get for trying to steal the face of Mae.
But Bobby was trying to get through to her. Like, Bobby kept trying to tell her, like, Ward is leading you on. You come on. And she just couldn't see it. I mean, when you're that deeply in love with a psychopath. So,
you know. Let's face it, there are far less attractive psychopaths out there.
It's true.
All he has to do is bat them. Well, he took care of her.
Yeah.
It's Stockholm Syndrome.
It's exactly what it is. But I'm very glad to see her go by the wayside. I've had enough of her.
Agreed. She outlived her purpose.
She did. She completely did. Now, I'm trying to think back. When did we get introduced to her character? Was it when the season came back?
No, it was last season. It was,
I know she gets her face fried. That was the May on May fight, which was so awesome.
Right, but it was last season, right?
I don't remember.
No. Because last season was Captain America.
Winter Soldier, yeah.
Right, and so it ended... No, yeah, because it ended... Because this season, the beginning of this season was all about...
The city. In Puerto Rico. They were trying to figure out what that...
Reed Diamond.
Yes, with Reed Diamond.
Yes, so she was introduced this season with Reed Diamond.
That was early on in the season. Yeah, it was early.
She was introduced in the episode, which I think was like back in October, the second or third episode, where Gemma is in Hydra.
Yes. Oh, yes. Exactly.
Because she was upstairs.
Mm-hmm. I loved that plot line, let me just say.
That was... No. I feared for her every moment.
They have really used... I think they've used Fitzsimmons very well this season. With Gemma going into Hydra and then them... the way they've used Fitz over the last few episodes when he stole Coulson's vault.
Not only that, but it's amazing to see how far those two have come since the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both, I was thinking about this as I was watching the episode today, they both really came to her own. I mean, look at Gemma, she's running surgery.
I know.
Which she would not have been able to do in the first episode, especially with someone she knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I wouldn't have emotionally been able to handle that.
Right.
So and then only... when you look at, I saw a parallel with Fitz even. So at the beginning of this season was right after last, if you guys remember last year's season finale, Ward dumped Fitz and Simmons into the drink in
a steel container. He literally sank my ship.
He sank our ship. And I wasn't, if you remember, I wasn't shipping it until like right then. So Ward threw them into the water and ultimately Fitz sacrifices himself for Simmons after telling her that he loved her and he survives. But at the end of the episode, they tell us he'll never be the same. So the premiere of this season was Fitz not the same. He wasn't able to complete sentences. His function, he just wasn't able to function the way that he did.
And he was hallucinating.
And he was hallucinating Gemma, who wasn't there. So now, if you look at this finale, he was finishing Max sentences for him.
I know, I was so proud.
And I was like, this is such
actually,
a cute
parallel.
Actually,
it wasn't Mac, it was Hunter.
No, Hunter. It was Hunter. I'm sorry, not Mac. But it was just such a cute parallel to where he started the season.
Right.
Like, he did a complete 180, and now he's finishing his sentences, and he's thinking where he was. And
also, let us not brush aside the fact that in the first season, the first time Fitz ever went out into the field, a little shaky there.
Just a little bit.
And now he was suited up and ready to go, and ultimately the one who takes out Gordon
is Fitz.
Which, BT dubs,
I need
until this long to figure out that Gordon was played by Jamie Harris.
Well done.
For those of you who don't know, my one memory of Jamie, well, I have several memories, but the one television-related one is he's the creepy guy from the first season of American Horror Story who goes in and rapes and murders the nuns. No, the nurses. Sorry, nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is why his voice always creeped me out on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just didn't figure it out till now.
I'm glad that you have. But going back to Fitz being the one that ultimately gets Gordon with the devices that he creates, I love that scene when he's sticking them all to the wall. And when he goes, science, biatch. I need that on a t-shirt. I so need that on a t-shirt.
Who doesn't?
And FYI, if you guys were not paying attention to our Twitter account when I was watching it a couple of days ago, A Dozen Ginger Ninjas is the name of the girl band that I'm going to form.
Of course.
Mac coming up with the nicknames for everyone, like his nickname for Sky is Tremors. I love that character so much. And I know that this is some happy news, with the renewal of Agent Carter, which is going to come back for a season 2, in the same time slot that it came last season, which is perfect and how I've wanted it. Thank you, ABC gods, for granting my wish. There has come a new campaign for the hashtag on Twitter right now is Diversify Agent Carter. And characters like Mac are the ones that I think people want to see in Agent Carter. So we have a character, you know, this African-American character who is a butt-kicking agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he's also got this sense of humor that I absolutely love because he can come up with these silly nicknames and he says those sentences like, a dozen ginger ninjas are around the corner.
To be fair, though,
mm-hmm.
I personally have still not overly warmed to Mac.
I
know you love him. There. I still have my issues with him.
And you're allowed. We're all allowed. I freaking adore Hunter, and I have forever, because his level of sass is right up my alley.
Oh, who doesn't love Hunter? In fact, I think it's the fact that Mac kidnapped Hunter that makes me dislike him. His mistreatment of Hunter.
But with reason.
Don't care. Just like my irrational love of Ward.
Ay. I don't know if I'm ever going to break you of that.
Someday, Ward, we will redeem you. It's going to take a lot of work, but I'm willing to put the time and effort in, sir.
But overall, this season finale of S.H.I.E.L.D. was really awesome. It was a great 2 hours of TV. I love when they give us 2-hour premieres and 2-hour finales. I talk about this often.
You do.
Dear ABC, I'm so glad keep that you up. Have figured it out for S.H.I.E.L.D. Why you never figured it out for Castle, I will never know. But yes, keep it up, please. I enjoy the 2-hour premiere, 2-hour finale. All
right, so now that we're talking about the finale as a whole, we once again have to...
And now that we've gotten here...
Now that we've come to this place, we have to talk about the Fitzsimmons ship, which is the ship that I live on.
Eternally
doomed!
A cock block. Eternally.
Eternally doomed!
So there was a moment in the second episode where Fitz is getting ready to go off and do his little, you know, science biatch thing. And Simmons is the one who's trying to have this conversation with him. And he's like, really? This is not the time. You want to have this conversation now? You've waited all this time and you want to have this conversation now?
To be fair, as there was no guarantee anyone was coming back, it was sort of a now or never type deal.
I'm with you. I'm just reiterating what the character said, but yes, I'm with you. So
I know, but I'm just saying, I feel like she wasn't in the wrong on this.
No. So there's that. And then when they're in that circle with Gordon, and Gordon keeps blipping here and there and everywhere...
Mm-hmm.
The way that the camera was angled when Fitz was holding the pipe.
Oh, it looked like it went through him.
And I had a huge outburst of noise that I can't recreate. And then the camera moved and he had stabbed Gordon with the pipe. Thank you, God.
Again, I was sitting at my desk at the time and so therefore could not be as vocal as I normally am. But...
So there the Fitzsimmons ship was
a squeak. Was a squeak.
Well, it was, so that whole, we knew that the ship was safe, and then they end it with, like, first of all, May is taking some much needed time off. That threw me, like, so far. I went, wait a minute, the cavalry is
she's
taking
not really
time off?
Taking time off.
No, I'm looking at him going, oh, you mean because we're going on summer hiatus? Okay, I get it. So in the fall, she'll be back and she'll be talking about this trip to Tahiti or whatever. Oh, also, before we go there, I wanted to... So when Skye and her father are saying goodbye to each other, I really thought they were just going to lock him away. I did not see them Tahiti projecting him until, like, when he appears at the vet's office. I vocally, even though there was no one else in the room with me, vocally went, oh my God, they Tahiti'd him. And then Coulson says it, and I was just like, I might have also had a vocal response to seeing Lola. Because I get very excited when Lola is around.
We all get excited when Lola appears. Her name was Lola.
So while
she was
it's
a show car. Go on.
So while it's lovely what they've done for Cal, they've given him a second chance at a normal life. And Skye very cutely introduces herself as Daisy. I'll be interested to see what comes of that plot line. If they leave it that way. Are they gonna leave him?
I think their best bet is just to leave it be, at least for a little while.
But is it going to come back in the future?
I would like, if they revisit it, for it not to come back till at least season 4.
Agreed. But I'm just curious.
I think we should just leave it be for a while.
Because whether Jeff Loeb wants to admit it or not, everything in this universe is connected. So... He likes to jokingly be like, well, no, not really.
No.
But really, Jeff Loeb. But really.
No, the correct phrase is no. Really.
Really. So I really did kind of enjoy that. It was a cute little way for them to say goodbye. And I do have to say, you know, we hated Skye so much of the way through this show. And I can't pinpoint when I stopped thinking of her as annoying.
I mean, I still find her mostly annoying. But
I respect her as a character now, though. And I was noticing that as I was watching the finale. I was incredibly perturbed with her when she used her lovely little gift on Agent May. Because, whoa, you just used that on your mentor.
Don't you hit May.
Don't you hit May with your quake. But I've come to... respect the character, not like I respect May or respect Coulson or any of that, but I've stopped finding her as annoying as I once did. For a while, all she did was whine, if you remember.
Yes.
And we were like, oh, this is gonna, she's the focal point of this show, you've gotta be kidding me.
Well, it's also because now they've given her purpose, so that makes her less annoying.
Exactly. And I can't, for the life of me, pinpoint when I started thinking the other way. However, I do now enjoy her character. Following Chloe Bennett on every form of social media, she's a cutie pie.
Of course, you have been for years, though.
I know, I have been for 2 years. But I'm following her with gusto now.
Ah,
which, oh,
gusto.
Did you see the picture of all of them from Upfronts last week that Ming Na put up on the internet?
Of course she did.
It's so cute. It's all of the cast of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hayley Atwell.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, by the way, who called it? Didn't I say that she was in Philadelphia for Wizard World Philadelphia and that she was probably going to pop up to New York for Upfronts? Didn't I say it? And then they gave us the renewal of season 2 of Agent Carter, and I went, boom, called it.
Boom. Boom, baby.
Which, if you guys missed Wizard World Philly, that's okay. So did I. For the most part.
Aww,
for
boo.
The most part. But anyway, let's get back to talking about S.H.I.E.L.D. I know, I'm not going to get on that. It's fine.
She's still bitter. But
I'm just a little bitter, okay? I missed... Never mind, we're not going to go there. So, back to Fitzsimmons. Back to Fitzsimmons.
So now, basically, Gemma has said, Fitz, don't go, I love you, without actually saying those words. But we know they were implied.
They were implied.
You could infer them.
Very much.
He leaves. She bursts into tears,
which
almost
broke
had me cry.
I know. I actually did not cry like the sap that I am.
I mean, I did
but
not cry because
me.
I'm at work and I have a non-crying at work policy.
I just...
Strict
oh,
non-crying
man.
At work policy. However, seeing Gemma cry over Fitz leaving just broke my heart.
And the way that I just, oh, you're killing me. And that's why I think when I thought he had been stabbed with a pipe that it was so much worse. It was like, oh, we just can't catch a break with this ship.
Well, because she was crying when he left. That does not bode well for people.
No, it never does. So ultimately, everyone comes back. Everyone's fine. The tag
except
for the
Phil last, handless Phil.
Yeah, handless Phil. Dude, that was so cool. When he went to die for it, I was like, catch it, Coulson, catch it. Like, he's not gonna.
Right.
And when he does, of course, I had an outward reaction of excitement.
Yes.
And didn't even think about the fact that if he catches it, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, no, didn't think that either.
And then his hand starts to turn gray, and I'm like, I literally am screaming at the TV, cut it off! Cut it off! And then
the Walking Dead method.
Exactly, the Walking Dead method of saving someone's life. Cut it off. And then what happens? Flack! There it goes.
Flack. Mac, if you will.
The Mac Thwack.
And then what happened? Mac.
I will be interested to see what sort of cybernetic, interesting thing Tony Stark decides to invent for Phil Coulson.
Please, it's totally going to be like Star Wars.
That's what I was just thinking, Luke. I am your father.
With the Luke hand that could feel. You know what was interesting? It never occurred to me when I was little that it was strange that the hand could feel.
Hmm. That's what you were supposed to think.
Well, yes, I know, but like little, I was like, of course it feels. It's a hand.
Tony's got this.
Tony's going to fix it. Don't worry. Tony loves Phil. Wait, if Tony knows Phil's alive.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I mean. Nobody, I don't think any of them know.
They don't, do they?
Mm-mm. Is that going to come out in Captain America Civil War? Will Cap finally know that Coulson is still alive?
Oh my God. I can't.
This
feels.
Listen, the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole is so destructive to my feelings.
Oh my God.
It makes me feel way too much. Way too much.
They give me feels just to take them away.
Yeah, if you guys have seen Avengers Age of Ultron, then we can say this. If you haven't and you don't want any spoilers, stop listening for like the next 10 seconds. But this scene where Wanda's getting inside their heads and we go in and see like Romanov's biggest fear, the Hulk's biggest fear, and then we go in and see the Cap's biggest fear, and like, here comes Peggy, and we were like, no! Em and I literally grabbed each other's hands in the theater like, they can't do this to us. They can't. And they did.
Why must you hurt me this way?
Oh my God. She looked awesome, though.
Oh, she did. That is quite
big,
true.
Big surprise. She looks stunning. But I just, we were like, they're not doing this to us. They can't do this to us. So yes, the Marvel Cinematic Universe does give us some feels, including wonderful Fitzsimmons feels. So the tag for this episode, which was the part that I always look forward to like get me through the summer, get me to the next season. This one killed me. So first of all, let's talk about the fact that Fitz is very awkwardly trying to ask Gemma out to dinner and she's just not getting it, which is so cute because their awkwardness is great and adorable and
because
why they work.
That's how they are and that's what made us love them in the
first
place.
And that's what made us love them, exactly. But when Fitz is leaning on the case and he, like, shifts, I kind of got the thought in my head. I went, didn't he just unlock it? Wait a minute. He just unlocked it. Wait. And they're not bothering to even think about that.
I don't understand why he didn't fix it right away.
No, neither do I. But it just, maybe because they didn't think they did anything. Because the thing was in solid form when it happened.
True.
I don't know. But that moment, I went, wait. He unlocked it. Wait. And he's walking away, and I went, they can't leave it here. And then the thing swings open, and then whatever is in that container swallows her. And I went, you've got to be kidding. You've got to be.
To be fair, here's my one thought. Although I was devastated, and had I not been at my desk, probably would have been screaming.
I yelled a very unladylike word.
Probably would have been screaming. I will say this, though. They did say earlier in the episode that whatever was in there is dangerous to the Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
I don't think they killed her.
Fingers crossed. I'm not saying she's dead. I'm saying maybe Gemma gets some superpowers.
Hmm. That
just not dead.
Really,
I,
just cool.
Not dead. I need her. I need her.
I really.
I need my ship to just go on a date. Just
listen,
go on a date,
listen. I'm gonna tell you how I know that they didn't kill Gemma. She was at Upfronts.
Yeah.
They didn't kill her. I just am gonna be really curious how they're gonna get her out of there. And can we just talk about the fact that poor Fitz is going off to look at restaurants and Gemma's not going to show up and we're going to have to look at Sad Puppy before we get to figure out that Gemma's inside the thing.
Stop the thing. Stop the thing. Stop the world. I want to get off. Stop the cinematic universe. I want to get off.
I want to get off. I want to get off right now. I need dry land.
I can't. I can't. No. Just no mentions of water. That's not good for us either. No.
So, basically, awesome episode, ended great, and then they decided to slap us across the face with our feels. I call it ninja feels, by the way, and I'm calling the spoilers we're finding on Tumblr, I started calling them ninja spoilers because they, like, creep up out of nowhere and smack you across the face. It's
the
just
ninja
not fair.
Spoilers.
The ninja spoilers for Cap 3. I am, I'm so mad. I mean, I called it, but I'm just mad that it's been confirmed. And I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to spoil anybody for anything.
Yes, stop it.
Are you telling me to stop it or Tumblr to stop it? Okay,
I'm telling you to stop it. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
The only not cool thing is that now we have no more S.H.I.E.L.D. until October.
It's true, which is very sad.
However, let's all rejoice in the fact that we got Agent Carter Season 2. It starts filming in August.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get it in the exact same place we got it last year, which is between the first two chunks of season one, or first two chunks of the next season, so...
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
During the winter break of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes. No idea as of right now. The only thing we do know is that it is changing locations from New York City to Los Angeles.
Boo! Boo hiss!
Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled about that.
So much boo hiss!
But the thing... Now, the minute that that was announced, I had... a ton of questions that I'm not going to ask, or that I'm not going to pose to the interwebs because everybody else is as well, just because we don't have enough information yet. Like, yes, they're moving to Los Angeles. The little blurb that they put out said something as well about romance and a new villain. And cool. But the only person so far, from what I was reading on the internet, I haven't hopped over to IMDb, but I heard that the only person so far on the IMDb is Hayley Atwell. Now, again, I'm going to reiterate, I'm not going to ask all of the questions that have flooded my mind, because there are a lot of them. What decade
now
is it in?
Now I've got at least 15.
Yeah.
And that's
even
a conservative number, folks.
Even Hayley was saying at Wizard World Philly, like, she has no idea what decade they're going to set it in or any of that, just that it's... Now all we know so far is that it's moved to Los Angeles. So, we'll see. There's a lot of story to tell for Peggy, so who's to say?
There's a lot of Peggy.
But I have a lot of questions.
As do I.
And I trust them. I'm trying to just trust them, because they gave us a really good season one. So... As we know more, you will know more. Not that we have any kind of internal intel. We find out the same stuff on the internet that you guys do. But
hey, sometimes I get smart and I find things out.
Yes, sometimes you do. But anyway, let's just rejoice in the fact that our Twitter campaign and our social media campaign worked. ABC renewed two of our favorite shows. And we're getting both S.H.I.E.L.D. and Peggy back in the fall.
Huzzah!
And until then, we have Ant-Man to look forward to.
That is true, that is true.
Which is going to be pretty awesome. Peggy's going to be an Ant-Man. So, that
I feel like Peggy's going to be in all Marvel things now.
She's going to find her way. Hayley Atwell said that she wants to go and crash the Captain America set and get the dance between Cap and Peggy.
Aww.
And someone on Twitter the other day asked her if she plans to do it. And she's like, yeah, in about 10 days, I'll tweet about it.
Of course she will.
So we have that to look forward to.
Of course she will.
She's adorable. But meeting her was one of the greatest experiences. She is so lovely and so very genuine when she talks to you that it's nice. Like, you know you're talking to a human being and not this, like, person with an inflated ego. She is lovely. And that's about the only thing I got to do at Comic-Con, by the way.
As if that makes you sad.
Mm-mm. Not at all. That was the only thing I wanted to do. I got to meet her. She signed my Peggy hat, which was very cute. I love that her agent had no idea that they were being made. He goes, wait, 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 this is a real Stetson. I was like,
yes, it is.
Indeed it is.
Indubitably.
Indeed it is. Well, okay. I think we've talked out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think we have.
And we have lots to look forward to.
Including the reuniting of my Fitzsimmons. Could I just get my ship, please?
See, I think we're being punished because we got Elicity for a split second this season. So now they're like, no Fitzsimmons, sorry.
That's two different companies.
I agree. But you and me, I mean, you and me collectively, we got Elicity.
For like 9 seconds.
Yeah, for about 2 minutes of screen time.
But what a fantastic 2 minutes.
So, yes, hopefully in the fall we will get at least to find out what happened to Gemma. Please, I mean, I'm saying, she was at Upfronts. She can't have died.
Again, I'm saying, what if she gets superpowers?
I hope she gets superpowers. That would be so cool. You know what? That would be a really great twist, especially with how she was with Sky right at
the
beginning.
That's what I was about to say. Especially because she was so anti-superhumans. How awesome would it be if all of a sudden she is one? And then Fitz has to prove to her that it's okay and she is still Gemma, despite the fact that she now has these new abilities.
It would be like, is it the second X-Men movie when they like make the Senator into a mutant?
Yeah, except they don't do it well.
But it's like, and he suddenly is walking in their shoes and he gets it. That would be so smart.
Let's do this. Superpowers for Gemma. Superpowers for Gemma. Super Gemma.
Well, I don't want to call her Super Gemma. We'll come up with a better name than that.
Hashtag Super Simmons.
Oh, yes. Hashtag Super Simmons. Okay.
There we go.
Hashtag Super Simmons.
Use it, folks.
Use it, and use it well. Well, anyway, so you guys, we're going to put up a blog post tomorrow over on our blog at itsallgeektomeradio.com. Not much, because, you know, all we talked about was S.H.I.E.L.D. and Peggy, and we'll put up some fun things.
We'll put up some fun little eggs for you.
Indeed. So you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, feel free to email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com. Or tweet us at allgeek2me radio, right? Radio at the end? Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. It's like I don't know my own Twitter handle. Oi! You can also find us on the Book of Face, Tumblr, Pinterest. We are everywhere. So feel free to reach out. We are digging all of the new followers we're getting on Twitter right now. Loving getting to know all of you guys. So keep tweeting us. We're going to have a giveaway coming up sometime soon. So stick around for that. And until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great week in Geek.